We are learning Maseches Moed Katan Daf Vav Amud Beis, and we are beginning from the Mishnah Daf Vav Amud Beis. Rabbi Eliezer Yaakov Aimer, we had this quickly, briefly on Daf Beis of Aleph. Rabbi Eliezer Yaakov Aimer, Moishchim Esamayim Meilon Leilon Uvash Liyashke Es Kol HaSada. You could take water on Chol HaMoed and water one tree to the next tree, because since there it's a Dava Avod, the tree needs water. That's why you're allowed to do it on Chol HaMoed. You're allowed to water it because Dava Avod. But you cannot water the entire field. Why not? Because the entire field is called steyabal, and even with the ma'ayin, you're not allowed to do it. Even without taking by pail, even without tircha yisera, even regular tircha of watering, you're not allowed to do the whole field. Why not? Because it's not a dava ovid, because the field is a base of baal, it's sufficient, it's enough with rainwater, and therefore you're not allowed to do that. Zeram shloishah sufnei moyed. Plants that don't need, didn't have to be watered before Chol HaMoed, which means you don't usually water them manually. It can't be mashkin b'moed. Again, the reason is because it's not a dava ovid. But chachamim say, first of all, by the stay ilon, you're allowed to mashkin the whole field. And second of all, by zroam shloishasu, plants that you don't water before Chol HaMoed, which means you don't need water, you're still allowed to water on Chol HaMoed. Chachamim matter about what? So why chachamim matter? So Rashi, Chacham is Rav Meir on that base. We had Rav Meir on that base holds, you're allowed to be mashke, even a sada base abal. Why? Because even a harvacha, even to make something better, to gain, it's mutter on Chol HaMoed. That's Rav Meir's shita. So Akaponim, we hear, the Machlekes was Yaakov over here, and Chacham is really the Machlekes before Rav Yehuda, Rav Meir, and Lezbi Yaakov. So Akhtamar Ravaita. Om Rav Yehuda. In my sada metunenes mutter. Rav Yehuda says that Lezbi Yaakov said, that you cannot water an entire field because it's a base habal, that's only a regular field. But a field that's used to being moist and now is dry, you're allowed to water it. Why? Because it's considered also a pseudah, considered a dava of, it's considered that's going to get ruined. If not, since it's used to being moist, if it's not going to be moist, then it's going to get ruined. So there is a case where Lezbi Yaakov agrees to water a base habal, which means a field that usually is enough with rainwater, but if it's a type of a field that's usually moist and now dried out, it's a dava of it and you're allowed to water it. Taina mehachi. This halacha that we said, the inalada water zra'im, which means plants that are food plants, but you're not allowed to water them, that's, or any plants, that's only b'zroam sheshos b'nei ha'moed, that we're not used to watering them before yomtiv. But plants that are used to being watered, they're mutla shkos b'moed, favos, because, why? Because it's a davara of it, it's a pseida. V'mhoiz esadu metunana, it's mutter. Same thing if it's a field, was a field that's used to being moist, it's mutter. This is the right Rav Yehuda. Ve'ein mashkin sada gribim moed. But a dried out field that's used to being dry, you're now allowed to water it. The Chol HaMoed, why not? Because it's a problem of harvacha. According to Lezbi Yaakov, you're only allowed to do davar that's pseida, not harvacha. And the chacham matirim b'zeh u'b'zeh, chacham matir by both, because they hold that harvacha is mutter. Like Tosfos speaks out in Masechta Chacham, it's the same machlokes like a Mishnah. This machlokes in the Braisa is the exact same machlokes like a Mishnah. It's machlokes Lezbi Yaakov and the chacham. If harvacha is mutter or not. Harvacha means it's not pseida, just not to gain. If you're going to, it's only to gain, because point to chacham, it's mutter, according to Rav Yehuda, it's awesome. Om Ravina, Shema Mino, you see from the chacham, hai tarbitza shari. You're allowed to, tarbitza rashi means a gina, a garden. You're allowed to water the garden. Hai tarbitza shari tarbitza. You're allowed to water the garden. Bechal demoy na chal moyed. So the grid, my timer, why does Chacham allow a dried field, even though it's used to being dry, you'll have to water it, my timer, the afla mashle charfa, it'll make it grow quicker. Afla means the ones that are behind will turn them into ones that grow even quicker. So since you're making it go quicker, that's a heter, hachanami, afla mashle charfa. He also, by the gina, by the garden, you're making it go quicker, and that's mutter according to Chacham. That's what Ravina says. Now, Tosis is very bothered by this. He says, we don't pass him like Chacham. We pass him like Yaakov. Malacha is, when are you allowed to do Malacha on Chol HaMoed? Only if it's for Peseidah, not for Havacha. So why is Ravina saying, Shema Mino, that's Mutter, we don't pass like Chacham? That's what bothers Tosis. So Tosis has all the Pshatim to learn in this Gemara, and he has a tzad that maybe even Rabbi Eliezer and Yaakov here will be Mata over here, because it's not such a big tircha, it's a small, very small hashka, it's a very small watering, and Ayin Tosfos that tries to work out that maybe this could be even for the Lezbi Yaakov, not only for the Chacham. Tana Rabbanu. Marbitzim means a small watering. Marbitzim stay lavan b'shvias. You allow it to water a stay lavan, which is like a wheat field or a barley field, which doesn't really need water. It's not a pseida. So you allow it to do that on shvias avaloi b'moit, but not on chol hamoed. Now, what would be the difference between shvias and chol hamoed? Shvias also not allowed to do watering, like we learned in our Mishnah. Dafka beis hashlachim, you allowed to do b'shvias, and not anything else. So the answer to that is that since here it's only hashkam u'etas, it's very small watering. So on shvias, since the whole thing was only the rabbanon not to water a field on shvias, they weren't geyser by when it's a very small amount. But chol hamoed, they still aser because also do malach chol hamoed if it's not a pseida. We have a b'ris says you allowed to do harbatsa and even a chalamayid. You allowed to water a little bit even a chalamayid. It's not shver. One's a lezvi yakav, one's a rabbanon. The rabbanon allowed to do it for avacha. The first b'ris says going to lezvi yakav, therefore only shvius is allowed, not b'mayid. But the second b'ris that says both are allowed is going according to the rabbanon. Even chalamayid, you allowed to water the field that's going to the rabbanon, hold harvacha, which means for gain, it's mutter. Tanya the b'risa, marbitim sada lavan erev shvius, kadesh yetsu yirakis b'shvius. You allowed to water a stay lavan in the sixth year, even though it helps for the yirakis of the seventh year, it's not a problem since I'm doing the work in the sixth year. But in the seventh year, on Shemitah, you're not allowed to water it in order that the plants should be come out on Shemitah year. That's awesome. So, Erev Shviyas, you're allowed to water because you're Shviyas. Veloy Oid, El Shvar Bitzim, they love him, Beshviyas, because you're Shviyas, Shviyas. Not only that, you're even allowed to water the field in the seventh year in order to have Paris for the next year. That means you're not allowed to water Paris for the Shemitah year because that's Isser of planting on Shemitah. But to water it for next year, they should be able to have plants for next year. That's not an issa shvius. Again, we said the whole issa watering is under Rabbanon, and they allowed you to do it if you're doing it for next year. So the whole issa to water a field on Shemitah year is only if I'm watering it for plants for this year. But first of all, in the sixth year, I can water it for, even though I'm eating in the seventh year. And at the end of the seventh year, I'm allowed to water it for the next year. Atkan, the shilas of watering fields with pseida. Now we're going to move to the next thing of pseida. Different malachas, Eliyahu and Chalamoid, but makoim, that's a pseida, is a loss. So now, let's say you had these animals that were eating up your crops. What's the halacha? Zok the Mishnah. Sodenes ha'ishais, which we'll see in the Gemara, means a mole, that you're allowed to capture, and the moles are like a little, same size usually as like a mouse, or a little bigger. Sodenes ha'ishais, besach barim, and the mice, mistei ilon. You'll have to capture it from Sada Ilanam Stay Alavan, both from a field that has trees or has barley and wheat and grains. Kedarka, you'll have to do Kedarka Moy and Chalamoid. Why? Amvashvias. So it means like this. The Ilan Chalamoid, you're not allowed to do Tseida, you're not allowed to capture. But here, you're doing it to save your crops. That's a Pseida, right? So therefore, it's mutter to do on Chalamoid. And you're not allowed to do it on Shvias. Now, what's the Shaila Shvias? Why can't you do Tseida on Shvias? Shvias, on Shemitah, you're not allowed to work on the field. You're not allowed to do Tzeda on Shvias. You're allowed to drive a car on Shvias, yeah? Well, why can't you do Tzeda on Shvias? So, Chalkes Rashi Taisis, what the Chiddush is. According to Rashi, was saying is that even though it's masaking the Sada, it's fixing the field, so somehow you would think that's like working on a field, Kamash Lon, that's Mutta, Makam Tzeda. That's what Rashi learns. Taisis has a Tema. Taisis says, Tema, my Kamash Lon, Shvias. It's not about this Karka. So Taisis answers that when you want to get rid of those moles, you first have to get rid of the stones, and then you can put up the traps. So since you're cleaning out your field from stones, so that will be the malacha of working on the field. Okay, so let's go back to the Mishnah. So the Tanakhama says you could do a kedarkai b'mayir of shvius. V'chamayim rim, and Taisa's Gersha Rav Yehuda, says, mistei ilon kedarkai, mistei alavan shlai kedarkai. From a stei ilon, which a real hefsid, do you let it capture kedarkai? But a stei alavan, which is a grain field, which is not such a big pseida, you have to do a shinui when you capture it. And Taisus learns even by shavias, even on Shemitah, you have to do the shinui. That's what Taisus learns. So you see it's so strong, that's mamash malachos karka. And the end of the Mishnah says, a makrim is a piritz of mayid. When it comes to fixing a wall, you can't actually build a new wall on a chalamayid, but even to protect the field, but a makrim is a piritz of mayid, you're allowed to fix up the piritz. But on Shemitah year, you could build a wall like regular. because even though you're protecting your peiros, but that's not called working on the field. You're allowed to build a wall on Shavuos. But in Chol HaMoed, you're not allowed to build a regular wall. And the Gemara in Daf Zayin will talk about that a little more in detail. Zok the Gemara. It said in the Reish of the Mishnah that you're allowed to capture the Ishois and the Achbarim. What are Ishois? My Ishois. On Rav Yehuda, it's a barrier shein lo einayim. It's like this little weasel, this little barrier that does not have eyes. So he said it's a mole, because a mole, first of all, lives underground, so when it gets into light, the sunlight, it can't see, because the eyes are not used to it. And also, a lot of times, a mole has a skin over the eyes, and it's basically blind. So that's a mole. Rav Bar Yishmael, V'tema Rav Yehem Rashlam, Yemaikra, we're in the Pasuk, see, Loshon Ishois, to mean a mole. So the Pasuk can tell him something like this, K'moi Shablul Tembes Yahaloich, Nefel Ishois Balchoz Shemesh. David Melech is talking about Rishaim, and Rashi touches the pasuk like this: K'moy shablu, like a snail, temes yalach, just like a snail that when it comes out of its shell, it'll automatically fall apart. The Rashi says some kind of thing comes out of his mouth and it falls apart, but if it leaves its shell, it won't last. The same thing, nefel eishes v'achol shemesh. The same thing, a mole will fall, and when it gets to the sunlight, and it can't see the sun. So you see a lashon of ishois to mean this animal, this creature that cannot see when it goes out into the sun. Tana bar lita b'raisa. So that's the ishois v'sachbara m'stei alavon u'm'stei ilan k'darkai. Like our Tanakhama, the lach is that if these moles or these mice are ruining your field, ruining your crops, you're allowed to capture k'darkai. U'machrivin chayre namalim. You're also allowed to destroy the ant holes to get the ants out of here. Because the ants are also disturbing your crops. You're allowed to get rid of the ants. How do you do it? Now, the Gemara's give a little agriculture halachas, a little landscaping. Ketzam achrivim. How do you destroy an ant hole? Roshim Milo Eimar, maybe off from Churza, but no yisayin l'say Churza. You bring earth, dirt, from the one ant hole to a different ant hole. Ve'en chonkin zazah. And they choke each other. So what does this mean? Either it means you bring other ants here and they fight with each other, or they smell the other offer from the other ant hole, and the other ant pile, ant the hole, and they don't like that, and therefore they die from that. So you see that they're not comfortable, they don't recognize a different ant hole. So in order to say, when don't they recognize that? Amar Rav Yehem Rav Ashlam Yishved Abaya, but who the koyev betray ivrid in ahara? It's only if these ants are from two different sides of a river, and there's no bridge, so they can't come to each other. Who the leka gishra? There's no bridge. Who the leka gamla? There's no even. Sometimes you go across a river with a board. There's no board. Who the leka metra? There's not even a string that goes across. Where sometimes you can walk on by holding onto a string and walking on a very narrow thing. So there's no way to get across. And ad kama, ad parsa. And the way Rashi learns is that even when you have no way to get across, you still need a parsa in between the two ends. Taisa is another pshat. Taisa says that if you have a parsa, it could be even when you have a bridge, it's too far. But upon them, it has to be far away that the two ants are not familiar with each other, the two group of ants are not familiar with each other, and then they'll kill each other. And we're saying they're not familiar with each other when there's no way to get across the river. And it has to be also a parsa according to Rashi, according to Taisus, parsa alone would be enough.